Welcome to Digital CEO. I'm your host, Beck Sadik. I'm a network marketing top earner and total digital marketing nerd. I built my network marketing business to the top using proven social media strategies, and it is my passion to share these strategies with you, today's digital CEO. Tune in each week for social media tips, strategies, and interviews with top leaders. Together, let's uplevel the way network marketers do business online. Good to see everybody. How's it going? Beck here, jumping on today with a very, very special guest here with me. So I have my friend and mentor with me today, Fernie Ceballos, and we are going to be having a pretty awesome conversation today about how to get started with attraction marketing and the journey to six and seven figures using social selling and attraction marketing. Before we do that, if you are jumping on and you are hanging with us live today, just say what's up down in the comments. Let us know that you are here so that we can say what's up back. And of course, if you're joining in later and watching the replay, just drop a replay down below and let us know that you are catching that replay. Okay. So Fernie, so for those of you guys who don't know, about 5 years ago in my network marketing career, I was up late at night and I went down the rabbit hole of attraction marketing. Okay. So what do I mean by I went down the rabbit hole? I was Googling all night long the secrets of top earners in network marketing who were building their businesses online using social media. And every single time I searched and found a top leader that was crushing it online using social media and attraction marketing, guess where all roads led back to? This guy right here. Okay. So literally everyone I found that was absolutely crushing it online was being mentored by him. So right then and there, I knew that this guy was going to be my mentor, because why would I go and learn from, you know, somebody who learned from him, who learned from him, who learned from him, right? When I could go straight to the source and learn from the guy. So I call him the OG of attraction marketing. And Fernie, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'd love if we could start out today with you just sharing a little bit about your story and how you got started using attraction marketing yourself.
Yeah. So I actually got started network marketing in 2005. And so just thank you so much. Again, before I say that, but thank you so much for having me, Becca. I'm honored. This is pretty cool to be able to just be having this interview after the many years that we've been working together. And, you know, prior to us meeting in 2005, I got started in network marketing for the first time, build it the old school way, home parties, home meetings, all that stuff that you're, you know, familiar with, Beck. And I'm sure a lot of your viewers here are familiar. And even though I hated every part. Even when I went to my first opportunity meeting and they presented the business plan and all that stuff, I hated every part of it. I was one of those guys that asked, is this one of those pyramid things? Like, I was just really obnoxious and an asshole, basically. But, you know, leaving that meeting, I was just really reflective because, you know, I had gone to school to become an engineer, an aerospace engineer. And I knew within 2 days of starting that job, I didn't want to do that anymore. So I was like desperately looking for a way out. Any alternative. I went back to grad school thinking that more school would get me out of that hamster wheel. And so when I was presented the opportunity for network marketing, like, I didn't like it. None of it. I didn't like what I was going to be asked to do. But the only thing I liked was the possibility of an alternative to my job. And, you know, I sat on that decision for like 2 weeks and I went silent. Like, I didn't, you know, the person that sponsored me, I didn't talk to them for 2 weeks. And they were like reaching out, you know, messaging me. They're like, you know, they're like being needy and whatever. And I'm kind of just ignoring them. But ultimately, I just called them up and decided, okay, let's do this. Because I just, no one else had offered me a way out. And I was like, okay, let's try it at least. But one of the things with me, even though I say, let's try it, like, once I start something, I have to finish it. Like, I am very stubborn. And so I built it the old school way. I was highly motivated, even though I hated everything about what I was doing. I hated prospecting friends and family. I hated approaching strangers. I hated cold prospecting. You know, all of that, just none of it was authentic to me, but I did it anyway. And I did it anyway because I was really motivated. But the problem is none of my team members were willing to do it. And I grew a team over 9 months where I sponsored 17 people and you know, they brought in a few people, but nowhere near as many people that I did. And there was just no duplication. They just weren't willing to do the work. And that, I guess that should have been the first clue. Because honestly, I didn't want to do the work, but I did it anyway. So it just made sense, you know, reflecting back is like, yeah, they don't want to do it because they hate this just as much as you do. And so I was like you searching online, you know, I don't know what exactly I was searching for. I was just like, I think I was actually searching for a way out. I was searching for some sort of justification, and I was Googling my company's name and all the bad reviews and, you know, that wormhole that people go through with their company. But then I saw an ad for something that was like looked very different. And it basically the essence of it was how to become the hunted instead of the hunter in network marketing. And so I clicked on the ad and immediately found a book that was written by a gentleman named Mike Dillard called Magnetic Sponsoring. And so that changed my paradigm. In fact, that book, Magnetic Sponsoring, which you can still get on Amazon to this day, or you can get on our website, introduced the concepts of attraction marketing to the network marketing industry for the first time. That was the original book. Attraction marketing, Beck, me, everyone you see on social media that's crushing it would not exist in the form it is today if not for that book introducing this idea, this paradigm. And when I read that, I was like, I felt this relief. Because it was the first time someone had spoken to me like an adult and said, this is a business. Businesses need to know how to market. These are the marketing skills you need to learn. This is how you can quantify and track your progress to know whether you're on track or off track. And this is step by step how you learn these skills. Boom, boom, boom. And it was just such a relief from what I was getting from my upline at the time, which was, you know, this is not selling, it's sharing. Because I'm at this point, I know I'm selling because I teach me how to sell because I don't know how. And teach my people how to sell. And they're like, no, it's not selling, it's sharing. You're making it too complicated. Just bring more people. That's all you need to do, bring more people. And we'd even go to a nuts and bolts training. And we'd go there to this big hotshot diamond's house thinking we're going to learn, all right, finally some nuts and bolts training. And it was more like, you just got to bring more people. You bring five people. You know, two of those join, and then, you know, they bring five people to this. Like, that was the nuts and bolts training. And so, you know, that frustrated me because I knew just logic would tell you, and my own experience tells me, if you want to be successful at anything, you got to study. You got to develop some skills. You need mentorship. You need to invest in yourself. It's like, what profession allows you to make a six-figure income or more that doesn't require that of you? So that's what didn't make sense. And that's what, like, it's very, they're, you know, most leaders, even today in network marketing, still take that approach with their team because they don't think they can handle the truth that you actually have to learn some skills and get kind of serious about this. And so I found attraction marketing within 2 years. First of all, I loved everything about attraction marketing. Like, I loved the process of building. I didn't resist it anymore. And that was also a clue. Well, if I'm not resisting and I'm having fun doing this stuff, maybe my downline will also have fun doing this and they'll probably be more likely to do it. And within 2 years, I was able to quit my job, became a six-figure earner in company I had joined shortly after I founding Attraction Marketing, just because my upline at that point in time, in that period, that age, that this was so new, they were resisting it and even threatening me for even doing Attraction Marketing. And so I'm like, I'm out of here. And so I joined a new company that was open to it, had a lot of success. And then that was in 2008 when I was able to quit my job and create a lot of success doing attraction marketing. I'd build a huge brand. I also had applied attraction marketing. I was one of the first in the profession to apply attraction marketing to social media. I actually became the number one influencer on a social media platform that doesn't exist anymore, but at the time was huge in the home business space. And I quickly rose up as a nobody to like the number one influencer and person there. Every time I posted a piece of content, just tons of leads came flowing into my business because I just had gotten it to that point. And so, you know, at the time I didn't like think of the significance of that achievement because Facebook was still in an infancy. People were still trying to figure out how to use it for business. No one, you know, very few people had been using social media at all with, you know, I know the people, they're like, I can count on the back of my hand, like who was actually using social media. And so you know, all of that was just like this growing movement. And in 2010, I actually was intended to have a workshop for, you know, for some students of mine to teach these skills. And that workshop turned into like a big event for 1,000 people in Vegas. And the reason it blew up is because other leaders in network marketing heard about the event because there had been no event like it before. You know, there are very few generic network marketing events, much less a generic network marketing event about attraction marketing. And all of a sudden, just I guess you could say flies on honey, they just all swarmed 1,000 people to that event with, you know, 15 of the biggest leaders in digital network marketing doing attraction marketing online. And I continued that business like that. This is kind of like an accidental business that sprouted up, and I did it every single year. It was called the No Excuses Summit. And in 2014, my mentor, who had mentored Mike Dillard, and they became partners in Magnetic Sponsoring, Tim Irway, Mike chose to leave network marketing and retire and do something else. And Tim bought him out and invited me to merge my company with Magnetic Sponsoring. And so I became a partner in the original organization that taught me how to do attraction marketing. That really was the creator of this movement. And that's what I've been doing since. You know, now we're known as attractionmarketing.com as a way to pay homage to the roots. But if you just, you know, the cool thing is that, you know, Beck, you're a direct student of ours. You learned within our community. But, you know, some of we're having another event in Vegas that we'll talk about in a couple months. And some of those speakers are like 8 generations away from us in terms of who taught who to who taught who. And even though they all kind of do things a little tactically different, the fundamentals of attraction marketing still live on. And honestly, it's people always, you know, back in the day and even today, maybe uplines or leaders will say attraction marketing is not duplicatable. It's like, if people enjoy doing it and it's fun and it gets results, trust me, it's duplicatable. If they don't like doing it, it's not duplicatable. So anyway, that's a little bit of my backstory, Beck.
I can say firsthand, attraction marketing is 100% duplicatable, right? I've built my entire business using this model. My team duplicates it like crazy. And I love your story. And I love that you brought up the No Excuses Summit, right? Because I attended that conference for the first time, I think 4 years ago. And it was so cool to be in a room full of people that wanted to modernize the network marketing industry. And I want to make sure that you guys know, I want you to stick around till the end here, because we do have a very cool offer for you about how you can get in a room just like that coming up this summer. So Fernie, I know that you were going to talk a little bit about, you know, that dream, right? The journey to a 6- and 7-figure network marketer. Before we jump into that, I want to hear from you guys, right? Because that kind of is the dream, especially if you're after time freedom. So how many of you guys are after time freedom here? Just put like a freedom down into the comments if that's what you're after. If you're after time freedom, you really do, in today's world, need to kind of get to that 6-figure, 7-figure mark. Fernie's going to walk us through the journey to do that and what that looks like today.
Hey, Deborah. I talked to Beck earlier, and here's one of the cool things. You know, at this event that we're going to have in a couple months in Las Vegas, which we'll share with you how you can basically be in the same room as a bunch of 6, 7, and 8-figure earners in a very intimate and close environment and learn from them. But out of all those trainers and speakers at that event, I'd say maybe there's one other person at that event that's a speaker and trainer, 6-figure-plus earner, that has at least gotten competency on these 12 skills of a 7-figure networker. So I identified 12 skills that you would need to know if you wanted to be a full-fledged 7-figure digital networker using attraction marketing. So not 7 figures doing it the old school way. These are the skills that you need to be to have a big business or robust business and a secure business online. There's people that have 6- and 7-figure businesses in network marketing who built it online who don't have security, at least not to the level that Beck does. And Beck is probably the only speaker at that event, even though there's $1 million, multi-million dollar earners per year at that event, that I can say, like, I've personally walked you through, or at least was part of that journey along with you, Beck, where you learned and mastered these skills, these 12 skills. And this is important because for me, the reason I'm sharing this is because what gave me belief when I first found attraction marketing was being spoken to like an adult and being shown how this is a business. These are the skills that you need to learn to grow your business. And it just, it, those skills happen to be skills that can help you grow any business. And so then that made sense as like, you know, what legitimate business requires you to make a list of 100 friends and family? What legitimate business requires you to approach strangers in public, especially what business that can grow big? I mean, it's not the norm to have that going on. Is it normal for a business to learn marketing skills and deploy them to bring customers to them? Yeah, that's normal. Is it normal to have a strategy for educating those prospects and enrolling them into your business and getting them signed up? Yeah, that's normal. And so for me, understanding the skills I needed to learn, what that journey looked like, even if it was going to take me 10 years, 12 years to learn it, was still helpful because it all of a sudden gave credibility. I was like, all right, like now I know what I need to do. And so that's what I want to share with you guys here. I want to share some slides. And I'm going to share my screen here. I want to actually walk you through these skills. You know, drop me number one if you want to know what these skills are. What is it that a top earner knows that you might not yet know? If you want to know what that is, drop me number one, because this is important. And you're going to want to either take notes or take a screenshot when we're done here. And this is a very simple slide. But, you know, skill number one is you got to learn the attraction marketing foundations, as Jeffrey just mentioned, the fundamentals. This is just throwing everything out that your upline taught you, throwing all of that stuff out, the old school stuff. Unless your upline's spec, then don't throw that out. But if you're upline somebody else and they're old school, just forget. Like, or if you want to leverage that knowledge and have it go, I don't want that knowledge to go to waste. Well, then just do the, you know, your philosophy is going to be to do the opposite of everything your old school upline has taught you. And you know, it's hard for me to go into it here, but this attraction marketing is about three things: attraction, influence, and enrollment. Notice I didn't say prospecting, I didn't say convincing or selling, and I didn't say closing and objection handling. You know, those are sales skills. You can learn that if you want to. I didn't want to be a salesperson, so I chose to the attraction marketing way instead. So that's, you know, you have to understand the paradigm you're operating under. And it's, the paradigm is literally flipped, you know, relative to what old school network marketing is. So then the after you understand the paradigm and the foundations, then you need to understand audience attraction and active audience attraction, meaning you engaging on social media. If you have a network of zero, if you have zero prospects and your friends and family are not an option, which totally fine if it's not. Zero prospects. Active audience attraction requires you to be active on social media and engage with people in a way that makes you attractive, that draws them to you. And this will lead to a lot of initially one-on-one conversations, one-on-one back and forth, you commenting on a single post. So that's active. You're actively creating activity to have yourself seen, so that people take an interest in you and start following you, friending you, reaching out to you, et cetera. But this is not prospecting. Prospecting is by its nature a very selfish activity, because the only reason someone prospects is to what? The only reason someone prospects is what? Like, you guys tell me in the chat, what is the purpose, the reason of somebody prospecting? And if your answer was to recruit people, you would be right. And that's exactly what makes it selfish, because you're in the action of you connecting to make a sale. Somebody says, in the act of you doing this activity, you're thinking about making the sale. You're thinking about, you know, closing the deal. And in prospecting is a sales strategy, meaning you're thinking about the outcome. You're not thinking about the person. So audience attraction is literally that. You're attracting an audience. You're creating a network. You're building relationships, as Jeffrey says. And Jeffrey, prospecting is not building relationships. Prospecting, you know, what I'm talking about right now is building relationships. Your only objective when you're doing this is to grow your network of influence. and you're going to do it in a way where it's very targeted to a very targeted group of people. You're not doing it to everybody. Everybody is not your prospect. And that's how, you know, again, that's the first skill you got to learn. The next skill, once you get good at this, number three is leverage audience attraction. This is when you can post a piece of content that maybe took you 15, 20 minutes to produce. And that content by itself, without you being actively engaging on social media, attracts people to you. This is something that's become even more powerful and more possible with the advent of TikTok, Reels on Instagram and Facebook, YouTube Shorts, this micro content movement. Well, now you can literally create a 15-second video that attracts followers. You know, Beck has somebody, leaders on her team that are also our students, who have attracted a massive audience on TikTok, over 140,000 followers on TikTok, and 120 of those followers happened in under 30 days. And so they obviously used a very leveraged approach to attracting an audience and creating that following. And that resulted obviously in a lot of enrollments and a lot of retail buyers and in a lot of applications to join their business. And so that's leverage. And then the number four is automated audience attraction. This is also a skill that I taught early on to Beck on how to, if you wanted to, you don't have to, but if you wanted to, be able to spend money on advertising so that the attraction, those leads are coming in on autopilot without you having to be active on social media, without you having to post anything on social media if you don't want to. And that happens to be the phase of the business I'm in. Like, I don't do prospecting or I don't do connecting. I don't actively work on social media. Like, I really just like to spend as little time on social media, but I had to earn that right by first learning active, then leverage, and then automated audience attraction. And then there's active influence building, which is similar thing to what I was talking about with active audience attraction. Once you have a friend or a follower connection, how you interact with them matters, creates influence. And, you know, if some of you might find influence to be a vague idea, what is influence? What does influence building mean? Well, influence is leadership. They're synonymous. They mean the same thing. But then what does leadership mean? If I ask you guys what leadership means right now, you'll have a lot of different definitions. So I'm going to give you a very simple definition that clarifies what you got to be doing at this stage in your business when you have connections. Influence is literally demonstrating to people that you can help them by actually helping them so that they want more of your help. That's influence and leadership. You are a leader when somebody views you as somebody that can help them. But how does that happen? You got to demonstrate you can help them by actually helping them. You got to demonstrate to them that you are somebody worth being connected to, because you're going to add value to their lives. And you do it by just helping them. That's the whole purpose of creating content, but not just content, engaging with people and supporting them on a one-on-one basis if you have to. And so you can also do this in a leveraged way. You know, what we're doing right now is leverage influence building. I'm doing some training with all of you because, you know, I have a network of people and they have a network of people like Beck. We, you know, announced this webinar. I didn't have to have 100 different one-on-one conversations to invite people to this training here. You all came when it was announced. That's very leveraged. We're demonstrating we can help you by actually helping you, by actually teaching you stuff. And then automated influence building is also a higher level skill. Beck knows the skill. You don't have to learn the skill to become a seven-figure networker, but I'll share with you how come you would want that skill. And this is like not being able to create influence without posting anything on social media, without having to create and, you know, engage very much with people on social media, without having to do some sort of social media DMO. And what is that? Well, that's basically creating a funnel and building an audience through your email list and being able to, you know, when somebody joins that email list, content is dripped on that person. Value is dripped on that person every day without you having to lift a finger because you already built it. It's already done. And that's what's happening right now. As I'm speaking right now, I have leads coming into my business. They're receiving valuable information in exchange for their contact information. And my influence, you know, with them is building. I can't tell you how many times somebody has come up to me or approached me and said, Fernie, I feel like I know you. And I'm like, I've never met you. I've never spoken to you. That's the power of influence at this level. And so active enrollment, active invite enrollment is just that. You inviting one-on-one to take a look at something, someone to take a look at something. This is not the normal invite where you have to be sneaky or deceptive to try to get somebody in a meeting or take a look at something. At the point where you're inviting them to take a look at something, they know exactly what they're coming to take a look at. They are already interested in what you have. In fact, at the point where you invite them, they probably are 80-90% of the way there towards enrolling. They might just have a few questions. And so this is really just about knowing how to invite them like you would invite a friend to take a look at something that can help them. And getting them signed up. That's the enrollment part. It's like not a complicated skill there. This is not objection handling. This is not closing. This is not any of those sales skills. This is not learning how to present. Like, this is not any of that. And then there's passive invite enrollment. Like, if, you know, I guarantee you, if Beck, with her influence at this point, if she, you know, and I've seen her do this, when she announces that her company has a new product and she puts it out on social media, and she doesn't even say what the product is, but she focuses on the result that it's been able to produce for her or what it's been able to produce for some of her clients. Well, all of a sudden her inbox gets full of people reaching out to her and going, hey, Beck, I'm interested. What is that? Like, how are you able to do that? How are you able to do X, Y, Z? That's passive. Like, you put out a message that took you maybe 5 minutes to put out there, and all of a sudden your inbox gets full of people requesting it. Or better yet, if you're using automated strategies, they sign up on their own. And again, Beck knows how to do all of this. But here's the most important part that Beck has mastered. Because if you're in a legitimate network marketing business, you so focused on recruiting it, and even if your team doesn't duplicate, you shouldn't be making any significant amount of money. If you are making money from just recruiting people, you're probably in a business that's illegal. Network marketing, you only make money, significant money, if your team produces product volume and they duplicate both in creating customers and also in finding other people that can create customers. If you are so this is what makes onboarding so important. Onboarding, if 10 through 12 do not exist and only 9 through 1 through 9, and your network and you want to create wealth in network marketing, you're in the wrong business model. Because signing people up, unless it's a customer, signing people up as a new team member should not be making you significant amounts of money. You know, it could be that they buy a lot of product in the beginning, but that's not sustainable. So onboarding is so important. How you get somebody started. And this is not just signing somebody up for your business. This is like actually training them, giving them those first steps. And then this is another skill Beck has mastered, duplication systems. She, you know, Beck has now, at one point in Beck's career, she was enrolling and had hit six-figure earners and was enrolling tons of people, but she was overwhelmed. She was working like crazy 16-hour days to try to maintain and support a six-figure income. And that's because she didn't have these systems in place to create leverage for herself, to develop leadership. And so over the course of that year, Beck started implementing some of this stuff. A lot of it she innovated on her own. I kind of just guided her on, like, here's the general blueprint of what you want to create that will solve your overwhelm issue. And now as her business is scaling, as her business scales to seven figures this year, she's working like single digit hours per week to maintain that business. So she has true time freedom. And another thing she mastered was leadership identification and development, identifying people who have potential and working with them to develop them as leaders so that they can take over the support of their team under them. That creates true leverage, because now you really can take a back seat and let your leaders take care of their people. So at this point, you're seeing all this and you're like probably in a state of overwhelm. You're like, oh, like that's a lot. Do I have to master all of this at the same time? You know, guys, it took me over a decade to learn just even about all these skills, much less learn how to master that. You need to learn one or two, maybe three of these skills to get to the point where you're at six figures. You can do it all organically. You can do it all through active audience attraction and then create duplication systems where it's all active for your team and build a big business. But what I'm sharing with you here is how do you create a robust business? And learning eventually to add automation to what you're doing that not only creates a lot of leverage for you, but it also creates security, because when you have an audience, your own following, your own list, and you're in a, and your company for whatever reason, or you decide for whatever reason to end the relationship with your company, whether it's from them or from you, you have options because you have a following of people that know, like, and trust you. And as soon as you join a new company, you can promote to them, let them know, and poof, you're building a new team. You also have options for alternative streams of income. That now you have an actual business in the B quadrant, if you know the cash flow quadrant, and it's not so much of an S. Your business is less vulnerable if you have that. But can you make seven figures without that? Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that. You just have to know at that point what you might want to be wanting to include in your business. So I share all this, not to overwhelm you, but to understand all these skills that you see on your screen right now. These are skills that almost every business needs to learn. Every business needs to deploy. They all need to attract customers. They all need to build trust and influence with those customers. They all need to enroll customers. And they, you know, onboarding systems is something businesses have as well. Maybe not so much for their customers sometimes, but definitely for their team. As they hire people, as they grow, they need to onboard new employees so that those employees know what to do and they're effective at their job. They need to have training systems available so that those employees, as they go deeper into their work, they can find the training they need on their own to perform a new task without them having to go straight to the CEO of the company to get that training. They also notice how real businesses have like levels of leadership, managers, you know, leads, executives, VPs. You know, that's leadership identification and development. I'm not saying every business does this effectively. You guys all work at jobs where probably they do this really badly, but it's still something that you need nonetheless. So for me, understanding how network marketing is a business actually created belief that fortified my resolve. Didn't matter who was negative at that point. I know this is a real business and I know how it's a real business. So Beck, I want to stop there. I know it went long, but I just wanted to get your thoughts and thoughts on anyone here about everything I'm sharing.
No, that was awesome, Fernie. And I think the big thing that I take away from this is that, and I think it's like worth repeating, because I know network marketers and I know there's people that's like, that are like frantically like, how do I learn all 12 of these steps today? Right. So just to
reiterate, you don't have to.
You don't have to, right? Like, this is like a fully leveraged business, but you can 100% build to like the top of your company with one or two of these skill sets that you're talking about here.
Yeah. And you see, in a training program that I created for my students, the first 4 weeks, we're just focusing on one and two.
Right.
Like, that's it. Like, one and two. Like, that's all we're doing. Here are the here's the fundamentals. Here's the only thing you got to worry on. And then it's not till like week five that we get into like, you know, the stuff in number five. And then it's not till many weeks later that we get into the other components as well. And then it's like this. So you learn this over time, but this is just, if you're going to be a CEO, which you are, it's your own business, you're the president, digital CEO. That's Beck's brand. So as a CEO, you want to know where you're headed. You want to know what that journey looks like. The other thing that's helpful, in addition to knowing, kind of like having the list and having it as a reference, you guys take a picture right now because I'm going to like remove it from the screen. For what's also helpful and what helped me get to where I am today was getting just a little bit of training on each of these parts so that I had an understanding of what each of them did, so that I knew at what point in my business I needed to use them. So if I understand what each of these skills do for me, then when I have a problem that is solved by acquiring one of these skills, then that signals to me, I probably need to go learn that. So back when she approached me a few years ago, and said, you know, I'm overwhelmed. Like, I am working crazy hours on my business to try to maintain a six-figure income. I'm going to burn out. And she didn't know that duplication systems existed. You know, she didn't know there was a systematic approach to doing that. And so I shared the idea with her. I just shared the concept. Here's the framework. I didn't like go into detail on every single part of it. She honestly, probably today, she's better at that stuff than I am. But I introduced her to the concept of duplication systems because I knew she was overworked and I knew she wouldn't last. And so she, you know, fortunately she was part of a mentorship program that made her aware of what she needed when she had a problem. But, you know, she probably would have suffered a few weeks or a few months less if she had known this ahead of time. If she had known that duplicating systems were a thing, she might have set the foundation earlier so that the problem would have been, you know, fixed sooner or maybe not exist at all. And so that's the value of having a little bit of insight. And that's actually what we're doing at our event that Beck's going to be training at. Beck is actually going to be training on duplication systems, but I have 6, 7, and 8-figure earners who are training on all of these skills at an event that's coming up. And you know, that's an opportunity for you to learn a little bit about each skill so that you know what to focus on in your business at whatever stage you are, whether you're beginner, brand new, you've been in the business for a while, you're intermediate, you're a leader, you're a 6-figure earner. Like, having insight as to all these skills and having some fundamental basic training will make you unstoppable. And it'll very likely save you a lot of headache, save you a lot of money, and save you a lot of time. So Beck, what are your, I've been talking for a while. I don't want to dominate everything, but I wanted to get your thoughts on everything I've shared. And guys, type me a number 5 if this was valuable for you to learn, to at least be aware of.
Yeah, no, I think this is awesome, Fernie. And it was like a reminder, right, of all of the steps along the way that I've learned to create this digital business that is automated at this point. I think what I would really like you to do, Fernie, is share a little bit more about Digital Networker Live, which is coming up. And as you mentioned, I'm going to be training at it, and I'm just super excited for it. And I want to share the details with everybody.
Absolutely. So without further ado, so Digital Networker Live is an event where all of these skills I just shared with you are going to be showcased and taught by people who have mastered these skills. 12 skills, and you'll be able to, over the course of 3 days, be able to learn all of them, at least to a level where you understand it, so that when you need it, you know where to look, you know what to do. And so July 21st to the 24th is the date for this event. It's in 2 months from now. And here's the point. It's to be in a room with the most successful digital network marketing leaders and discover this powerful new way of building a team and create effortless enrollment. Notice how I didn't say closing, people. Closing takes work. Effortless enrollment of new customers and team members, and create and deploy duplicatable strategies that you'll actually enjoy doing. And if you ever wanted to know what a top earner actually knows, then our mission is to deliver that to you. That's a very common question. It's like, what does my upline know that I don't? What does that leader know that I don't? How do they get there? That's the mission here on what we're going to solve. And this is what I spoke to about earlier, the blind approach that most network marketing leaders take, where they don't tell you what's next, or if they teach you any training at all, or they train you at all. My approach is more transparent. This is what the journey looks like. You're in this phase of your journey. Let's get started. And so the event actually is going to start with the automated stuff. We're going to separate into its own mini event. So if you're at a point where you want to learn that stuff, great. But if you don't, or that's not for you yet, that's fine. You don't have to attend this part of the event. This is like an add-on. It's called the Forbidden Strategy Workshop, because even today, so many, you know, network marketing leaders get their undies in a bunch about their team members using actual marketing strategies that almost every other business in the world uses. So if you want to learn a way of creating automation and passively enrolling using something called funnels, this is for you. If you want to learn how to grow your own email list, this is for you. If you want to learn how to create six-figure social media ads. This is my favorite because this is how I'm able to do this with you guys and have some fun while customers and leads and enrollments are happening passively right now in my business. And so this is cool, but this is also valuable even if you never run ads ever, because all of this still applies to all of your organic social media posts. And you get to, you'll be able to implement in front of us. This is going to be a workshop style format. It's going to be limited to 100 people or less. And we're very hands-on, and we do one-on-one support. We have staff members going around. I'm going around, and we review your stuff, and it's going to be a cool, just a cool part of the event. And so again, you see laptops on tables, you see whiteboards. This is a workshop, very informal, but we're there to get some work done. Day one, these are the topics we're covering. Basically everything that it takes to build the funnel and create that automation. Some of these skills, like number four, headline writing formulas, that skill you want to learn no matter what. Like, you want to get really good at number four, whether you're doing it organic or paid. That is probably the number one skill that you can learn as an attraction marketer, as somebody that's going to do any type of messaging on social media. Then day number two, so first day is on funnel. Day number two, and it's just a half day, we don't need the entire day, just the morning, is on social media ads. So I'm going to share the ad copywriting formulas that you can use on any social media post, including an ad, to attract prospects to you. And you're going to implement, and we're going to do one-on-one reviews and critiques and support you along the way. And we're also going to show you how you can adapt these formulas for different platforms, whether you wanted to do it organic Facebook or ads on Facebook, whether you wanted to do it organically on Instagram or with ads on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, same thing. All this stuff is transferable to different platforms. And so we'll show you how to do that. Now, the main event is where we get into the other strategies that aren't related to automation so much. And we're going to cover foundations, active audience attraction, leverage audience attraction. That includes TikTok, IG Reels, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts. And then Saturday, active influence building. Leverage influence building, and that's like creating content that sells for you, doing lives across any platform. What does that look like? What is the process for doing that effortless enrollment? There is a process. There, fortunately, it doesn't require you to say much. It just requires you to ask questions in a very specific order that pretty much, you know, nudges anyone towards a sale and towards enrolling. We're going to teach you active enrolling or active inviting, leverage passive inviting, active enrollment, and passive enrollment. So all of this is going to be covered by day two. Day three, Sunday, is like the leader's day for me. And so if you're a leader in network marketing, or if you have a team of any significant size, then this day is going to be really important, because this is where we're going to cover onboarding systems, using Facebook groups, using different processes that our leaders have created, a texting strategy, or using texting to make sure that your team members know what they need to be doing at any point during their first 7 or 12, 14 days in the business. And then duplication systems. This is actually the deep dive that Beck is going to do with all of you on that day, on how she's been able to create a business that's about to scale to 7 figures this year while working literally single digit hours in her business. I think she's obligated to work 3 hours total in her business a week, and then everything else is optional. And so that is a powerful, powerful business and a lot of leverage that she's created. So she's going to cover online training systems, leadership development, and, you know, we're always adding. So we're not even done adding trainers and speakers. So we have more plans for this. So this is who's speaking and training at this event. We got Ray Higdon, Marina Simone, Helen Martin, who's one of our students, Mike and Carla Shaw, who built the massive TikTok following, John and Nadia Melton, Kate McShay, obviously the wonderful person in the middle, Beck Sadik. She's speaking at the event, training. We're adding new speakers and trainers. We're also adding some panelists of people that were ultra successful, where we can have just a more informal conversation and you guys can ask questions. Anyone that attends the event, that books their ticket today, as of today, as of tomorrow, will have an opportunity to be a part of weekly private coaching that I'm doing. This is something that I only do for clients who have paid $20,000 or plus to work with me personally. Beck is one of those clients. Beck has paid tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars to work with me personally, work with our team. And so, but if you want to be able to be a fly on the wall as I work and coach and mentor with students who have invested upwards of $20,000 or more to work with me. You can actually watch me work at all levels, mentoring on all the skills that I just, you know, walked you through. So you don't even have to wait for the event to start getting insight and learning about how these skills work. You can attend these sessions and you'll also be able to ask questions live. So I'm working with our mentorship students, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to work with you. I want you to ask questions and I'll be monitoring those questions and supporting you as well. Here's the other thing. I want to eliminate every excuse that you can possibly have, as much as I can possibly do on my own. And so does Beck. So I talked to Beck earlier before this live and I said, Beck, I want to give everyone the opportunity to come to Digital Networker Live, be in a small, intimate environment with all these incredible people for free. So if you make the commitment today and book your ticket today, you can come to DNL for free. There's upgrades available. You can upgrade to the workshop and there's other opportunities for networking you can upgrade to. But if you want to just be a part of the full 3 days of content training, it's free. You just got to, I'll give you a link right now where you can enroll. But this offer is not available to the public. You can come for free and get all this value. And this is not something you'll be able to go to our website later and get. So all you would need to do is just book your ticket, book your room, get to Las Vegas. And guys, it's Vegas. Like if the event sucks, then you just have Vegas to deal with. And that's fun. You get into as much trouble as possible. Now, for the first 10 people who booked their ticket today, these are brand new courses that we actually haven't even launched yet that are ready to go. These are courses that were put together on this Instagram story funnel is actually something Beck did. This is a course that Beck did some training on for our community privately, and we've turned it into a program, and we've actually added more than just what Beck has contributed. We have templates for Instagram that we've put together that you can deploy and use in addition to the training on how basically Beck uses it to build her business. We've also created a new TikTok course for network marketers that is actually put together by Mike and Carla Shaw, who actually built a following of 140,000 followers on TikTok. How they did it, they actually train and teach this. Again, we have the templates that they use to create those viral videos for themselves. And then finally, we have a training on Reels for networkers called Reels for Real Networkers. That's also an add-on to the TikTok training because they're so similar, but there's also some crucial differences. This is going to go on sale pretty soon for $1,200. But for the first 10 people who choose to just submit the deposit, get their free ticket, you will get all these courses included for free. So we'll you know, once you sign up, we'll find you in our list of buyers that are free ticket goers that are going to attend the event. And you'll get these courses for free included with your ticket purchase. All you got to do is go to attractionmarketing.com/Beck to submit a $97 deposit for your ticket. So for every person that needs to go or that wants to go, you just need to submit a deposit and you can buy multiple tickets when you go to this link if you want your spouse to come. $97 deposit. You can come to the event for free. We will refund you the deposit when you arrive at the event. We'll process your refund and it'll go back on your credit card. And you're there for free. And guess what? If the event blows, you're still in Vegas. You're still in a room with a bunch of 6, 7, and 8-figure earners. And it's not the type of event where these speakers come from some sort of back door. There is no back door at the event. Every speaker comes through the front door. And every speaker sits in the crowd alongside all of you. So we're not creating any safe space for them because we want them to network. We want them to be available to you. And so it's just going to be an awesome environment. And we're just going to, bottom line, Beck, you've been in our events. We're just going to have a lot of fun. So tell them about the fun.
Absolutely. You guys, I mean, are you pumped about this or what? Like the amount of goods that you put in here, plus a free ticket to this event, which is the only event like this in the industry, you guys. Like this is incredible. And yes, I have never attended any event with the Attraction Marketing crew and not had a blast. So you definitely want to get there. I'm excited to hang out with all of you guys in Vegas and to learn a ton from the incredible lineup of speakers that you've put together, Fernie. I mean, like this is like the best of the best of network marketers that are building on social media right now today.
Yeah. And I got one more thing.
Yeah.
If you bring some friends, we will give you free stuff.
Ooh.
If you bring three friends, we'll give you a form that you can fill out to submit their names. If you bring three friends, you refer three people, we'll give you a microphone, a $120 microphone, a podcasting microphone, high-end, that you can utilize. Kind of like, you know, I love microphones. If you see my desk, I have like tons of microphones here. It's because I'm now an audiophile. Like, sound is very important. And so this is actually, it up-levels your professionalism. So we're going to give you a microphone if you invite three people. If you invite just two more people, five people total, and they enroll and submit their deposit for the event, we'll give you a professional podcasting microphone. This is a microphone that's actually $270. That some of the biggest podcasters in the world use, the Shure MV7, and we'll buy you that microphone if you just bring five people with you. So again, we're going to be giving away microphones left and right for people that are bringing their teams, people that are bringing some of their friends in the industry. We just want to, again, eliminate every excuse. And if you're afraid of going by yourself, bring some people, and we'll actually, not only will you not be alone, we'll give you free valuable stuff that would cost you hundreds of dollars to get on your own. So there you go.
Yeah, no, this is awesome, Fernie. I'm pumped about this. So make sure you go to that link, you guys. It's attractionmarketing.com/back. Grab your ticket. I'm pumped to hang out in Vegas. Fernie, thank you so much for your time today. That was an incredible training. I can't wait to go back and watch it. And yeah, this has been a good time. So thank you.
My pleasure, Beck. And I just want to, before I go, I just want to just say how proud I am of you. Like, once again, I know I've said it a few times to you privately, but Beck, you have created an incredible business, incredible empire. It's kind of like one of those things where you work with somebody and they become so good. It's like, it puts you in awe. And that's where you're at. It's like, I come to you for now a lot of questions that you figured out. And so I'm just very proud of you and honored that you're going to be speaking at our event.
Bernie, you're going to make me cry. Thank you.
I'm already crying. You can tell. I'm crying.
We're both going to start crying.
Okay. End this now. End
All
this.
Right. See you guys later. Thank you again, Bernie.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.